Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to episode 2 of this podcast, Faize Ghousi Azam. I am your host, Muhammad Ahmed Raza. And alhamdulillah, if you have been following me on social media, whether it be Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, you know that I really, really hyped the release of this podcast, episode 2, because alhamdulillah, joining me in studio today is one of the nightingales of South Africa and a definite nightingale of Pietermaritzburg, Janab Maulana Tahir Saab Qibla. And alhamdulillah, if you're from Pietermaritzburg, you know that Mulana Saab needs no introduction at all. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, he's going to spiritually uplift us by sharing his Mubarak knowledge. And from now on, people, when we have alims in studio with us, this podcast will be broken down into 3 segments, that being a lecture and bayan segment, dhikr, mehfile dhikr, and mehfile naz segment. Inshallah, so without wasting any more time, let's get into today's program. I am now going to hand you over to Maulana Tahir Saab Qibla.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Nahmaduhu wa nusallim ala rasulil kareem. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وعليه وأصحابه وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا طبيبي يا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا, تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا, تو عین نور تیرا سب گرانہ نور کا. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. All praises are due to the Almighty, All Divine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salams and salutations be sent upon the most noble messenger of Allah, the revive of our hearts and our souls, the light and cream of creations, the mercy upon the universes, the seal of prophethood, yours and my master, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Peace, blessings be sent upon the righteous leaders, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the chosen companions, the Sahaba Ikram, the most unique household of the beloved, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the Tabayin, Taba Tabayin, and the great saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It gives me great pleasure, especially I give my salams and greeting to all our listeners on this podcast. And it also gives me great pleasure to be on this podcast for a young, upcoming youngster, Ahmed Raza, who's doing some vibrant work on the social media side, whether it is YouTube, whether it is Facebook, whether it is WhatsApp. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this youngster for starting something that is new and also being an inspiration and motivating other youngsters to find the path of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and leading us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah guides this youngster, bless his future to be a successful one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the strength and the wisdom to overcome whatever obstacles he has to see in the future. And also the same thing, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his parents, especially his father and his mom, for the good upbringing, because we really find this in the current time where youngsters are so dedicated when it comes to, or when youngsters are so dedicated when it is coming to the remembrance of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just like Ahmed Raza, how dedicated he is. So hats off to this youngster for actually being so dedicated in his deen and so much in love with the Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we make dua through the wasilah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's also studying in school, inshallah. May Allah give him the knowledge of of school as well. May he do well in his exams and in his school. And also at the same time, may Allah also make him a vibrant leader for the youth and also for the adults in the coming days, inshallah. Inshallah, ayya muhabbat ke saath with the usul, with love and muhabbat, we are going to recite. I know you all are listening on this podcast, so you all also can partake. Allah and His Rasul will be witness to this. So inshallah, a few words of nasiha and or advice, and inshallah will try my limited best with my limited knowledge to try to pass a message to one and all. Firstly, I would like to pass the message to myself. I firstly make dua that Allah gives me the strength to speak what is truth. May Allah give me the strength to make amal upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all the strength to listen. And may Allah give you all the strength to make amal upon it. And firstly, we always have to pass the message to ourselves, as Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi radiallahu ta'ala says something very beautifully. He says that, raise your words, not your voice. It's a rain that makes flowers grow, not thunder. So firstly, may Allah give us the strength to make amal upon this. And I'm going to recite a kalam. I hope everyone enjoys it, because I enjoy this kalam, and I feel that we can also take out some nasiha from this. It is a kalam written by none other than Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Ash-Shah Mawlana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Fazli Barelvi Ali Rahma wa Ridwan. A very beautiful kalam, and also it has the akhlaq and the character, speaking about the character and the impact that the Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had on Sahaba ikram and also on this world. So, and how much the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam thought or thinks about his nation. To aaye aap logo samaat farmaiye. Sallallahu alayka ya rasul Allah wa sallam alayka ya habib Allah sallallahu alayka ya rasul Allah wa sallam alayka ya habib Allah unki mehkne dil ke unki mehkne dil ke ghunche khila di ye unki mehkne dil ke unki mehkne dil چل دیئے ہیں میرے آقا جس راہ چل دیئے ہیں پوچھے بسا دیئے جس راہ چل دیئے ہیں. This is the impact that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had on his nation, that when the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to his people, we were a garden that had flowers and roses that were not blooming. But after the coming of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, those flowers that were not blooming, that had no color, they now started getting a fragrance from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How? Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala says that I did not touch silk softer than the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I did not see any beauty better than the beauty that came of the blessed face of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so much so that it was even compared to better than the moon. That Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that one day he saw the Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam walking towards him of when the moon was of its highest point. It was very beautiful, it was very bright, it was very attractive. It caught my eye, but on this very night I saw the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking towards me. And when I saw the Nabi walking towards me, I now started comparing the blessed face of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the beauty of the moon. And I kept on going back and forth, whose beauty is better? Is it the face of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or is it the moon? And I came to conclusion that the beauty on the face of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is even more beautiful than the moon itself. So Hazrat Anas bin Malik, he says that I did not see beauty better than the beauty that came of the blessed face of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, nor did I ever smell a heavenly fragrance better than the fragrance that came of the body of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so much so that when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked on a path and he left that path, and we would walk afterwards on that path, we would know that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked on this path for the heavenly fragrance that remained. Allahu Akbar. This, so Allah Hazrat is explaining to us that, oh beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, you only had to come into the lives of Sahaba Ikram. You only had to come into the life of Sayyidina Umar Khattab. You only had to come into the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. They were flowers, but after the coming of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they became flowers that were blooming. So Allah says that, unki mahak ne dil ke gulche ke la diye jis raah chal diye hai poonche basa diye jis raah chal diye hai poonche basa diye unki mehak ne dil ke ha jab yaad aa gaye ha unke nisaar ko گئے ہیں آقا جب یاد آ گئے ہیں سب غم بلا دیے گئے جب یاد آ گئے ہیں
about how the companions radiallahu ta'ala ajmain sacrificed their lives upon the Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, especially whenever they address towards or they address themselves towards the Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, they will always use this term, fidaka abi wa ummi, may our parents be sacrificed upon you, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. I recall an incident of Hazrat Saad bin Rabi radiallahu ta'ala, who was with the Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in the battle of Uhud. And unfortunately in this battle, when Hazrat Saad bin Rabi was separated from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning he was in the company of the Nabi and he was separated. So after him being separated, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam found Hazrat Zayd bin Haris. And he says that, I want you to go to Uhud and I want you to find Saad bin Rabi. Now look at how the Sahaba Ikram, you know, whenever they thought of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whatever problems they had will go away. This was the connection with the leader, with the master. And this should be our connection. This should be, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is our leader, he's our master. So whenever we think of him, all our problems should go away. So Hazrat Zayd bin Haris, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him that, I want you to go to Uhud and I want you to find Saad bin Rabi. When you find him, then you should find out what is his condition. Why the Nabi Islam is asking what is his condition? Because they were in battle. So he says that when you find him, then find out from him what is his condition, what condition is he in. So Hazrat Zayd bin Haris, he says that, I go to Uhud, I am looking for Saad bin Rabi, I am calling out his name and there is no response, and I am calling out his name and there is no response, and I am calling out his name and there is no response, until I hear a response with lots of pain. That I am here. Naam, I am here. So he says that, I go to investigate who's Zayd bin Haris. I go to investigate, that I hear this voice. So when I go to investigate, I found Saad bin Rabi in a condition of where there was not a single part on his body of where blood was not oozing out from. So because he was fighting in battle, so he was wounded, he was injured. So he was in a condition of where blood was oozing out from his body. And I found him in a position of where he is now taking the last breath of his life. So he's about to leave this world. So I look at him and I say that, oh Saad bin Rabi, the Nabi gives his greetings. And when I told him this, I found that there was some type of energy was now coming into his body. For why? He knew that his master is remembering him. So Allahu Akbar, he knew that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is remembering him. So his body now started getting some energy. It started moving about, being in this position. He says that, oh Saad, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that, when I find you, I should ask you or query, what is your condition? What state are you in? Hazrat Saad bin Rabi could have easily said he was bleeding. He was about to leave this world. He was in a bad condition. He was taking the last breaths of his life. He could have easily said that, "Oh, Zayd bin Haris, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and tell the beloved that I'm suffering. Tell the Nabi that I'm in a bad condition. Tell the Nabi that I'm bleeding. Tell the Nabi that I'm injured." But no, he did not say this. He said that, "Oh, Zayd bin Haris, go to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and let the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam know that when you ask me what condition I'm in, tell the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam you found me in a condition of where I'm getting the fragrance of paradise. Where I'm getting the fragrance of Jannah." The companion could have said anything, but he was grateful. He says that if I could ever ask for a position, I will want to be in this position again. Allahu Akbar. This is how the companions, this is how they thought of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That whenever they were in any situation, any problems, they would think of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all the problems would be erased. As Allah Hazrat says, "Ki unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho." कि जब याद आ गए हैं सब गम भुला दिए जब याद आ गए हैं सब गम भुला दिए उनकी महक ने दिल के sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Urwa bin Masood al-Sakhafi, later to accept Islam and become a great companion. He was given a duty by the enemies of Islam in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah when the Muslims came back to Makkah al-Mukarrama to perform an Umrah. So they came, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companions that we are going back to Makkah. We are not going with the intention of fighting. We are going with the intention of only performing Umrah. So Urwa bin Masood al-Sakhafi was sent to the camps of the Muslims as a spy by the Meccans. So his duty was to go find out how many weapons they came with, how many soldiers, how many men they have, so the enemies of Islam could prepare themselves to fight. So Urwa bin Masood al-Sakhafi, he goes to a great, later to be a great companion of the Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He goes to the camps of the Muslims and he goes to query and gain some information and intel and come back to the enemies of Islam and give them information to see that these are how the Muslims are prepared. So when he returns, the enemies of Islam query that, "Urwa bin Masood, tell us so we can prepare ourselves. What is the condition? What weapons the Muslim have? How many soldiers? How many men do they have? So we know how to prepare ourselves. So are they stronger than us? Are they braver than us?" So Urwa bin Masood al-Sakhafi says that we will not be able to defeat them. They are much stronger than us. He says, so the enemies of Islam says that, "How are they stronger than us? Do they have more weapons than us?" He says, "No, they have no weapons." "Do they have more men than us?" "No, they don't have lots of men." "Then how are they stronger than us? How will they defeat us?" He says, "They have more love for their master than we do." He says, "What do you mean they have more love for they have more love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam than we do? They will stand up for the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He says, "What do you mean by this? How did you come to a conclusion?" He says that when I went to spy, I found that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was in the center of a circle of his companions. Allahu Akbar. Now remember one thing, brothers or listeners. If you are making wudu is for an individual. It is not for where you need to have 100 people around you watching you how to make wudu. This is for an individual. He says that I found the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the center of a ring of his companions, and some one companion was pouring some water on the body or the hands of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the companions that were around him did not even give the water a chance to touch the ground. So much so that even I found it to an extent of when the Nabi had to send out his blessed saliva from his blessed mouth sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companion will jump into the direction of where the saliva was to grab it and rub it over their face. Allahu Akbar. This is the love, the complete love that they had for Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Isliye Allah Hazrat, this is why he writes this. He says that the companions, whenever they thought of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever problem problems they had will be erased. Isliye likhte hain ki unke nisaar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho ki jab yaad aa gaye hain jab yaad aa gaye hain sab gham bula diye unki mehak ne dil ke aur jab ha jab aa gayi hai jo رحمت پہ ان کی آنکھیں جب آ گئی ہے جوش رحمت پہ ان کی آنکھیں کی جلتے بجا دیے ہیں جلتے بجا دیے ہیں روتے ہنسا دیے جلتے بجا دیے ہیں روتے ہنسا دیے ان کی مہک نے دل کی کیریکٹر آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یو نو نو مائنڈ کین ایون کمپریہینڈ دس That even the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even his enemies felt comfortable around him. Even his enemies had so much of faith that where they should keep their wealth by the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had so much trust in him, for he was called Al-Amin As-Sadiq, the most trustworthy, the most honest. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the impact that he had on his enemies. Do we even have that impact on our families? This is the main thing. You know, this is the character of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, you know, Allah says that jaba aa gaye joshe, whenever the Nabi got excited, you will find mercy in his eyes. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she one day came to the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at Hazrat Aisha. I know this is a message for our young brothers and sisters that get married at the young age. This is a very good message also, that way the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam shared, and also for any married couple, where the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shared so much of love for his wife, so much of respect for his wife. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, one day she was drinking some water from a bowl. And the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed so much of love to his wife that he says that, oh Aisha, please tell me where you drank water from. Allahu Akbar. You know, this is mahabbat. You know, today we say I love you, tomorrow where can I leave you? Don't have this love. Have that love that is pure, that is strong. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shared his love with his wives. So he says that, oh Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, tell me where you drank water from. I want to drink water from that same place. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala showed the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where she drank water from. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed lips on that same place where Hazrat Aisha drank water from. You know, this was his love towards his wife. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she comes to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved becomes excited. He looks at his wife and he becomes happy. He says that, oh Aisha, ask for whatever you want from the court of Allah and it will be accepted. It will be granted to you. And these are, you know, whenever you see your wife, or you see, you see your wife, you should always gift them with something that is good. Be happy. Always compliment them that you are looking good, you are well. Do you want me to get you anything? This makes marriages good. But nevertheless, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was asked by the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask for whatever you want and it will be granted, it will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at the how this daughter thought of her father. Even at that time, you know, we will think of everyone first, every friend. Then we will only think of our parents afterwards. Youngsters, we are all known for doing this. We'll think of every friend that we have on WhatsApp, on Facebook. You know, I'm granted a wish. Also, I'm going to give you this wish. Part of it's for you. We'll think of everyone. Then we will only think of our parents. But we should think of our parents first. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was asked by who? The greatest creation of Allah. She was asked by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. She never only worry about herself. She says that, oh my beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have granted me this wish. Can I find out for my father what will please him? Can I go to my father Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and find out what will please him? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled. He says that, oh Aisha, no problem. Go to your father and find out what will please him. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala comes to the court of her beloved father. She says that, oh my beloved father, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that I should ask for whatever I want and it will be granted, it will be accepted. Oh my beloved father, I came to find out what will please you. And still the father gives his daughter good advice. He says that don't ask for anything that's going to make you worry about this world. Ask for something that will help you in the akhirah. That way you will gain in the akhirah. So he says that, oh my beloved father, what should I ask for? So he says that you should gain some knowledge. Gain some knowledge. What knowledge? Go to the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam on the night of Miraj. The beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a secret conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam to share a portion of that secret conversation with you. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala goes back to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She says that, oh my beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, I've queried with my father and my father has told me, informed me that on the night of Miraj, you had a secret conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, please share a portion of the secret conversation with me. The beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled. Says that, oh Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, on the night of Miraj, a portion of the secret conversation that I had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me it is wajib upon the creator to put that person into paradise who found a broken heart and he mended that heart, he fixed that heart. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was now so excited because her father, most of his wealth was spent in the early days of Islam when they were freeing slaves. Same like Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anha, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq saw the pain that he was going through, he went to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says that, oh my beloved, you know, I cannot bear this pain. I cannot see this pain that Sayyidina Bilal Habshi is going through. And remember, he was an Arab. Hazrat Bilal Habshi was from the African continent. He was from Ethiopia. But look at the love of the deen, that as long as you recite the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it makes us one. So the pain that Sayyidina Bilal felt, Sayyidina Abu Bakr felt. So he says that, you know, I cannot bear this pain. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, take some of my money, take some of my wealth with yours and go and buy Bilal Habshi. Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr went to go buy Bilal Habshi and he put an offer forward, then Umayyah says that, oh Abu Bakr, today I know of what a foolish person you are. You have paid so much of money for such a cheap slave. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says that, oh Umayyah, I found out how foolish you are, for you are selling such an expensive man for such a cheap price. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he used lots of his wealth, lots of his money in freeing slaves. So he spent lots of his money in mending broken hearts, mending them, making them good. So she goes back to her father, says, oh my beloved father, I come with a good message. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says, what is your good message? She says that this is what the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me, that when you find a broken heart and you mend it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that person into Jannah. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala became sad. My beloved father, this makes you sad. He says, oh my daughter, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not give you one message, but he gave you two. Not one, but two. Oh my beloved, he only told me this. How did you get two messages? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whenever you find a broken heart and you mend that heart, you will go to Jannah. What happens when you find a heart that is intact and you break it? Then where will you go to? If you find a broken heart and you fix it, you will go to Jannah. But if you find a heart that is intact and you break it, then where will you go to? So this brings pain. This brings fear in my heart that I must not be from amongst those that broke hearts, but rather those that made hearts. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time of Battle of Badr, Allahu Akbar. You know, this should be a message, especially for family members, for youngsters. You know, we tend to fight for foolish things, especially family members. We tend to break relationships for foolish things, for petty things. And look at the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This should be our akhlaq. This should be our character. You know, love for the pleasure of Allah and hate for the pleasure of Allah. The enemies of Islam in the Battle of Badr, they were captured. There were 70 of them that were captured. And they were brought to to the camps of the Muslims. And they were tied up. And Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala came to the tent of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he found the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in discomfort. He was not comfortable. Something was troubling the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala says that, "Oh my beloved, what is troubling you?" Now remember, Battle of Badr, where enemies who tried, they took out a plot in murdering the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted to murder Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Bilal Habshi says that, "Oh my beloved, what brings this discomfort to you?" The beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, "Oh Bilal Habshi, the 70 enemies of Islam that we captured, the way that they are tied up, I cannot bear this. I cannot see them tied up like this. Loosen them. Let them free. Give them the food that you all eat. Give them the water that you all drink." Allahu Akbar. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about people who tried to murder him. Allah, do we even share this same love for our families? Do we even share this love for friends? Do we even share this love for society? Allahu Akbar. This is the akhlaq. This is the character of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To the shayri, Allah Hazrat writes it very beautifully. He says that, "Jab aa gayi hai josh e rahmat pe ki aankhein jalte bujha diye hain, jalte bujha diye hain, rote hasa diye unki mehak ne dil ke Allah kya jahal abhi na sard ho. Mustafa ne dariya baha diye, ro ro ke Mustafa ne dariya baha diye, unki mehak ne dil ke. If you ever feel that you are not loved in this world, if you ever feel that no one loves you in this world, then remember Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loves you. A companion came to the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that, "Oh my master, please inform me if I want to be with you on the day of Qiyamah, where can I find you?" The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, "I will be at three places. The first place, I will be at the mizan, a scale that weighs our good deeds and bad deeds. Oh my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I do not find you, what will the Nabi be doing at Mizan? He will be there to intercede for his nation, for his people." He says that, "Oh my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I did not find you at Mizan, then where can I find you?" The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "You will find me at the well of Qawsar." The well of Qawsar, Allahu Akbar. It's a hot day. We will all think on a hot day, someone will run to the tap to drink water. But that this is not the case of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He thinks of his nation. He says that, "Oh my companion, when my nation comes across this well, then I will give them water to drink." He didn't say that I will be drinking. He says, "I will give them water to drink." He then says, then the companion says that, "Oh my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I do not find you at the well of Qawsar, then where will I find you?" The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "I will be at the bridge of Pul Sirat." Allah, he will be watching over his nation, crossing this bridge. If we become shaky, our Nabi will be there to help us. اللہ اکبر. سو اس لیے اعلیٰ حضرت لکھتے ہیں کہ ہاں اللہ کیا جا جلم ابھی نہ سید ہوگا رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے دریا بہا دیے ان کی مہکنے دل کے ملک سخن کے شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم ملک سخن کے شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم جسم سے آ گئے ہوں سیکھے بٹھا دیے گئے ان کی مہکنے دل کے. Inshallah, we are going to have the remembrance of Allah in the form of Zikrullah. So please partake with us. And the program is not ending anytime soon, inshallah. So please partake with us, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad ya rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad ya رب صلی علیہ وسلم. اللہم صلی علی محمد یا رب صلی علیہ وسلم. اللہم صلی علی محمد یا رب صلی علیہ وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد يا رب صل عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد يا رب صل عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على اللهم صل على محمد يا رب صل عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد يا رب صل عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على اللهم صل على محمد يا رب صل عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله. آمنا برسول الله نواز و ناصر ہے اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ کھل جائے در جنت کے دوزخ کی سب آگ بجھے میرے مولا کھل جائے در جنت کے دوزخ کی سب آگ بجھے ہاں دل سے کوئی ایک بار کہے دل سے کوئی ایک بار کہے لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا رسول اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ رسول اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم افضل ذکر پڑھی یا اللہ 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 rahmanu ya Allah, ya 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 rahmanu ya Ya Allah, Ya Rahmanu, 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 Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahim, 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 Ya Allah, La ilaha illallah, 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 illallah la ilaha 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 illallah
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على محمد يا رب صل عليه وسلم اللهم صل على صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ و وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله تو کجا من کجا تو کجا مل کجا تو کجا مل کجا تو کجا مل کجا یا حبیب مصطفیٰ تو کجا مل کجا تو کجا مل کجا تو امیر حرم میں فقیر عجم تیرے گن اور یہ لب میں طلب یہ طلب تو امیر حرم میں فقیر عجم تیرے گن اور یہ لب میں طلب یہ طلب تو عطا ہی عطا تو کو جا من کو جا تو کو جا مل کو جا یا حبیب مصطفیٰ تو کو جا مل کو جا تو کو جا مل کو جا الہام ہے جامع تیرا قرآن امامہ ہے تیرا الہام ہے جامع تیرا قرآن امامہ ہے تیرا منبر تیرا عرش بری مولا منبر تیرا عرش بری یا رحمت للعالمین تو کو جا من کو جا تو کو جا مل کو جا یا رسول اللہ تو کو جا من کو جا تو کو جا مل کو جا تو حقیقت ہے میں صرف احساس ہوں تو حقیقت ہے میں صرف احساس ہوں تو سمندر میں بٹکی ہوئی پیاس ہو تو سمندر میں بٹکی ہوئی پیاس ہو میرا گھر خاک پر اور تیری رہ گزر میرا گھر خاک پر اور تیری رہ گزر سدرۃ المنتہیٰ تو کو جا من کو جا تو کو جا مل کو جا یا رسول اللہ تو کو جا مل کو جا تو کو جا مل کو جا تو ہے احرام انوار باندھے ہوئے مدروں دوڑ کی دستار باندھے ہوئے مدروں دوڑ کی دستار باندھے ہوئے قبائے عشق تو میں تیری چار سو قبائے عشق تو سیدی مرشدی قبائے عشق تو میں تیری چار سو تو اثر میں دعا تو کو جا من کو جا تو کو جا مل کو جا یا رسول اللہ تو کو جا مل کو جا
تو کجا مل کو جا تو امیر حرم میں فقیر عجم تیرے گن اور یہ لب میں طلب ہی طلب تو عطا ہی عطا تو کجا مل کو جا تو کو جا من کو جا یا حبیبی مصطفیٰ تو کو جا من کو جا تو کو جا من کو جا یا رسول اللہ تو کو جا من کو جا.
Inshallah, we're going to have a youngster that's going to also render a naat in the praise of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inspiration to the youth. These boys are inspiration to the youth, inshallah, Muhammad Sibtain, to recite his beautiful kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya, ya Rasulallah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله ہوتا اگر زمین پر ہوتا اگر زمین پر سایہ رسول کا ہوتا اگر زمین پر ہوتا اگر زمین پر سایہ رسول کا ہوتا اگر زمین پر سایہ رسول کا پھر پاو امتی کہا رکھتا رسول کا پھر پا وہ امتی کہا رکھتا رسول کا ہوتا اگر زمین پر پڑتے ہیں یوں تو غیر بھی کلمہ رسول کا رسول کا جنت اسے ملے گی جنت اسے ملے گی جو ہوگا رسول کا جنت اسے ملے گی جو ہوگا رسول کا ہوتا اگر زمین پر دنیا کو دیکھنا بھی گوارا نہیں کیا دنیا کو دیکھنا بھی گوارا نہیں کیا جب تک علی نے دیکھنا جب تک علی نے دیکھنا ہر چہرہ رسول کا جب تک علی نے دیکھنا ہر چہرہ رسول کا ہوتا اگر زمین پر کرتے ہیں احترام جنازہ کا اس لیے کرتے ہیں احترام جنازہ کا اس لیے وہ جا رہا ہے دیکھنے وہ جا رہا ہے دیکھنے چہرہ رسول کا وہ جا رہا ہے دیکھنے چہرہ رسول کا ہوتا اگر زمین پر سایہ رسول کا ہوتا اگر زمین پر
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ اے ینگ انسپریشن ٹو دی یوتھ محمد سبتین اے ویری بیوٹیفل کلام ہوتا اگر زمین پر سایہ رسول کا واہ واٹ اے ویری بیوٹیفل کلام اینڈ پریزنٹڈ ان اے ویری بیوٹیفل وے انشاء اللہ دا ینگسٹر ہوز پلیٹ فارم دس از انشاء اللہ از ناؤ گوئنگ ٹو ٹیک دا مائک اور ینگ آلسو انسپریشن ٹو دا یوتھ موٹیویشن ٹو دا یوتھ youngsters please listen carefully this is a boy that you should follow and make your friend inshallah you know a best friend or a good friend is that person who leads you towards the path of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and the direction of Allah so you should be friends with this boy inshallah Muhammad Ahmad Raza inshallah to present his kalam in his beautiful awaz
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh درو شریف پر صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے ہے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے ہے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے برستا نہیں دیکھ کر اب رحمت برستا نہیں دیکھ کر اب رحمت بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے بدوں پر بھی بہر سادے بہر سانے والے بولو میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے اور میں مجرم ہوا گا مجھے ساتھ لے لو میں مجرم ہوں آقا میں مجرم ہوں آقا مجھے ساتھ لے لو کے راستے میں ہے جا بجا تھانے والے کے راستے میں ہے بجا تھانے والے بولو میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے تو زندہ ہے واللہ چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے تو زیدہ ہے
رب اللہ تو زیدہ ہے
عالم سے چوپ جانے والے
بولو میرا
دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے
رہے گا یوں ہی ان کا چہرے چہرے ہے
ہو جائے جل جانے والے پرے خاک ہو جائے جل جانے والے
ہرزا 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 رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نانا
رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نانا
کہاں تم نے دیکھے ہیں
چند رانے والے
کہاں
چند رانے
والے
میرا دل بھی چمکا دے
چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے
Very beautiful way of reciting this kalam written by Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Fazl-e Bareilly Ali Rahma Ridwan, and presented in a very unique and beautiful voice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this kalam in his court. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless these youngsters, inspiration to the youth. This is what these boys are. They are inspiration to the youth, alhamdulillah. And you know, we should make our children be associated with company like this. For verily, you know, associating yourself with good company is very good. Imam Jalaluddin Rumi radiallahu ta'ala, he says something very beautifully in regards to associating yourself with good company. And he says that associating yourself is like a raindrop. He says that if a raindrop falls into clean hands, it's good enough to drink. He then says that if this same raindrop has to fall into a gutter, then it's not even clean enough to wash your feet. Allahu Akbar. Imagine he's speaking about associating yourself. And he says that, firstly, listen very carefully. To associate yourself with the good company is like a raindrop. He says, first, if this raindrop has to fall into clean hands, it's good enough to drink. But if this same raindrop has to fall into a gutter, then it's not even clean enough to wash your feet. He then says, if it falls on a hot surface, it will evaporate. Same raindrop, if it falls on a hot surface, it will evaporate. If it falls on a lotus leaf, it shines like a pearl. And finally, if it falls on an oyster, it becomes a pearl. But it is the same raindrop. But what it associate itself with. So associate yourself with good company so you will become a pearl. So youngsters, this is out for you all as well. Associate yourself with these young talent, inspiration to the youth, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah Khuda ke fazl se hum par hai saaya Ghaus-e-Azam ka Khuda ke fazl se hum par hai saaya Ghaus-e-Azam ka Khuda ke fazl se hum par hai saaya
Ghaus-e-Azam ka
Khuda ke fazl se hum par hai saaya Ghaus-e-Azam ka hame dono jahan mein hai sahara Ghaus-e-Azam ka hame dono jahan mein hai sahara Ghaus-e-Azam ka aur muridi hi تخف کہہ کر تسلی دی غلاموں کو مریدی لا تخف کہہ کر تسلی دی غلاموں کو قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بردار Ghaus-e-Azam ka qiyamat tak rahe be khauf barda Ghaus-e-Azam ka hame dono jahan mein hai sahara Ghaus-e-Azam ka azizo کو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو عزیزو کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نام والا غوث-ے-اعظم کا تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نام والا غوث-ے-اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا Ghaus-e-Azam ka Firishte Rokte ho kyun Mujhe Jannat mein jaane se Firishte Rokte ho kyun Mujhe جنت میں جانے سے یہ دیکھو ہاتھ میں دامن ہے کسے کا غوث-ے-اعظم کا یہ دیکھو ہاتھ میں دامن ہے کسے کا غوث-ے-اعظم کا جمیل قادری سو جان ہو قربانی مرشد پر جمیل قادری سو جان ہو
قربانی مرشد پر بنایا جس نے تجھ جیسے کو بندا غوث اعظم کا بنایا جس نے تجھ جیسے کو بندا غوث اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ اے ویری بیوٹیفل منقبت ان دا شان آف محبوب سبحانی قطب ربانی شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی غوث پاک رضی اللہ تعالیٰ ریٹن بائی آلسو دا خلیفہ اینڈ دا مرید آف حضرت اشہ امام احمد رضا خان فاضل بریلی علی رحمہ و رضوان خدا کے فضل سے ہم پڑھ ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہیں سہارا غوث اعظم کا سبحان اللہ ان اے ویری بیوٹیفل آواز میں اللہ ایکسیپٹ دس منقبت ان ہز کورٹ انشاء اللہ a beautiful arifana kalam known by most of people inshallah I hope everyone enjoys it and wherever you all are should be reciting with us inshallah
بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں انداز یہ جوانا بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں انداز تجھے رکھ لو اے جلوائے جانا بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں کیوں آنکھ ملائی تھی کیوں آگ لگائی تھی چھپا بیٹھے ہاں بیٹھے اب رخ کو چھپا بیٹھے کر کے مجھے دیوانا دیوانا اب رخ کو چھپا بیٹھے کر کے مجھے دیوانا تجھے رکھ لو رکھ لو عادل میں تجھے رکھ لو
ہے جلوائے جانانا عادل میں تجھے رکھ لو
اتنا تو کرم کرنا اے چشم کریمانا اتنا تو کرم کرنا اے چشم کریمانا جب جان لگ
لبوں پر ہو جب جان لبوں پر ہو تم سامنے آ جانا جب جان لبوں پر ہو تم سامنے آ جانا آ دل میں تجھے رکھ لو آ دل میں تجھے رکھ لو
دنیا میں ہمیں تو نے جب اپنا بنایا ہے
دنیا میں مجھے اپنا جب تو نے بنایا ہے
محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا
محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا یہ ہے میرا دیوانا محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا
محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا
یہ ہے تجھے رکھ لو پینے کو تو پی لوں گا پر ذرا سی ہے پینے کو تو پی لوں گا پر ذرا سی ہے اج ساکی ہو خواجہ اجمیر کا ساکی ہو بغداد کا میں خانہ اجمیر کا ساکی ہو بغداد کا میں خانہ عادل تجھے رکھ لو
رکھ لو
آ دل میں تجھے رکھ لو ہاں آ دل میں تجھے رکھ لو اے جلوے جانانا بے خود کیے دے دے
youngsters, parents, this is an inspiration to our youth, to our children. These young boys, the wonderful work they are doing. You know, we should make dua, as I'm saying, that our children should be associated with kids like this. So if we ever want our kids to do good and be good, then they need to be associated with good. And these boys, alhamdulillah, are an inspiration to the youth. It makes my heart happy to be part of this platform. And I'm sure they are also make the heart of their parents smile for having sons who follow in the footsteps of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and also to the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their parents as well. Inshallah, we are going to read Salatu wa Salam and dua inshallah.
مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام
مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں کو سلام شہر یار ایرم تاجدار غرم شہر یار ایرم تاجدار حرم شہر یار ایرم تاج دار حرم نو بہار شفاعت پہ لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمع بزم گیدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام
میرے ابوبکر و فاروق عثمان علی میرے ابوبکر و فاروق عثمان علی چارے یارے خلافت پہ لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام غوث اعظم امام تو پاوروں کا ہاں غوث اعظم امام تو پاوروں کا غوث اعظم امام تو پاوروں کا جلوائے شان قدرت لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام اور ہند کے بادشاہ دین کے وہ معین
ہند کے بادشاہ دین کے وہ معین خواجہ دین و ملت پہ لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام
عظمت مصطفیٰ سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت پہ لاکھوں سلام
مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام کاش محشر میں جب ان کی آمد ہو بیجے صبر کی شوقت پہ لاکھوں سلام مجھ سے خدمت کے قدسی کہے گا رضا مجھ سے خدمت کے قدسی کہے ہاں رضا مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہ
لاکھوں سلام اور غوث و خواجہ رضا حامد و مصطفیٰ پنجے گنجے ولایت پہ لاکھوں سلام اور میرے پیرو مرشدی شاہ اختر رضا میرے پیرو
مرشد شاہ اختر رضا ان کی نورانی صورت پہ لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جان
رحمت
پہ لاکھوں سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں
سلام
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا شفيع المذنبين الفاتحة بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایها الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللہم صل علی سیدنا ومولانا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا ومولانا محمد وبارک وسلم اللہم اغفر لحینا ومیتنا وشہدنا وغائبنا وصغیرنا وکبیرنا وذکرنا وانثانا اللہم من احییت من فحیه علی الاسلام ومن توفیته من فتوفیه فهو على الإيمان إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دکھا دیا الہی وہ مدینہ کیسی بستی ہیں جہاں پر رات دن مولا تیری رحمت برستی ہیں سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین وبحق لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم جزاک اللہ to all our listeners please don't forget to share this podcast to all family and friends And also at the same time, this follow this page, inshallah, follow this podcast for future programs, inshallah. Faiz-e-Ghaus-e-Azam, yes, this podcast name is Faiz-e-Ghaus-e-Azam, subhanallah. Please follow this. Jazakallah, once again, this is Mawlana Tahir. But taking the platform of our youngster, Ahmad Raza, we would like to send this message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.